Honda is not through building in North Carolina. Exojet adds the Hawker 800 XPR to its fleet. And Nexton begins deliveries of the 400 XT to flight options. This is Aero News. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for downloading this AeroCast. Here's what's up in aviation for Thursday, October 13th, 2011. The Aero News team is all headed home from NBAA in Las Vegas today, and we have a few last stories from the show to catch up on. Greensboro, North Carolina has been selected for a new HondaJet maintenance, repair, and overhaul facility. Honda Aircraft Company and the Greensboro Economic Development Alliance made the announcement at NBAA. The company will invest an additional $20 million to build the new MRO facility. That'll bring its total capital investment for construction in North Carolina to more than $120 million. Honda Aircraft's MRO facility will provide services for HondaJet owners to complement the services they'll receive at facilities across the HondaJet dealer network in North America and Europe. That includes heavy maintenance services, including extensive repair or overhaul work, best provided by the aircraft OEM. Honda Aircraft stresses that its focus is on providing an unsurpassed ownership service experience from the very first customer delivery, and says the site selection shows its commitment to the Piedmont Triad region of North Carolina. The MRO facility will be an expansion of the company's world headquarters campus, where its state-of-the-art R&D, manufacturing, and headquarters buildings already encompass more than a 500,000 square feet of space on about 80 acres. An order for 12 Hawker 800 XPRs has been placed by Exojet. Exojet CEO Blair LaCorte explained the company's 40% growth during 2011 warranted an additional type. Quote, "We looked at the available options for aircraft that would match the unmet needs of our network, and the clear standout was the Hawker 800 XPR. Working closely with the Hawker Beechcraft team, we were able to create a custom Exojet Hawker 800 XPR that addresses our unique requirements," unquote. The Hawker 800 XPR program offers major airframe mods like an upgrade to the TFE 731-50R engine and genuine Hawker winglets. It can also include avionics upgrades, cabin interior refurbishment, and custom paint schemes. The aircraft has been certified by both the FAA and EASA. Production of the new Learjet 85 has officially begun, following completion of an aircraft-level critical design review. Development and production teams in Wichita, Montreal, Belfast, and Querétaro, Mexico are now engaged in the manufacturing validation phase. Ralph Axe, VP and General Manager of Learjet for Bombardier Business Aircraft, says the manufacturing sites are ready, production has begun, and the company has been successfully building parts and ensuring all quality standards are met for entry into service in 2013. The Querétaro site is operational, and several test fuselages and key elements of the composite structure have been produced there to validate the manufacturing and assembly process. A full-length composite fuselage has also been assembled, and production of the first flight test aircraft is underway. The first FAA structural certification test project was successfully completed this summer. Nextant Aerospace delivered the first of 40 new 400 XT aircraft to flight options during a ceremony at NBAA this week. The inaugural delivery follows last week's certification of the 400 XT by the FAA. Flight options originally placed a $150 million order for 40 Nextant aircraft in October of last year. Nextant anticipates delivering another two 400 XTs to flight options before the end of this year, and eight more in 2012. Deliveries are scheduled out through 2015. The 400 XT upgrade uses the Williams FJ44 3AP turbofan, Rockwell Collins ProLine avionics, and completely rebuilt interiors. All life-limited components of the original plane are restored to zero-time status through replacement or overhaul. The 400 XT is considered to be a new type in the aircraft Blue Book. Bombardier Aerospace has revealed more information about the selection of seven suppliers on major packages for its new Global 7000 and Global 8000 jets. Rockwell Collins has been selected for the avionics and primary flight control computer, Parker Aerospace, the hydraulic system and fly-by-wire, Messier Bugatti Doughty, the main and nose landing gear systems, Meggitt for the wheels and braking system, Liebherr Aerospace for the air management system, Apparatbau Göttingen GmbH for the water and waste system, and Arrowhead Products for the ducting system. Bombardier Business Aircraft President Steve Ridolfi commented, quote, "We are delighted to welcome this group of high-quality suppliers to join us in developing what will be the industry's most exciting new business jets since the original Global Express aircraft. The new Global 7000 and Global 8000 jets have experienced tremendous market response, and we are very pleased the program is moving forward rapidly and on schedule," unquote. Still ahead, Becker introduces a new audio panel. Cessna re-ups with EAA's Young Eagles program. And Gulfstream continues to grow in Savannah. You're listening to Aero News.
Diamond's DA-42 Twin Star is General Aviation's ultimate flying machine. Fly fast with the confidence of a twin for the cost of a single. Go direct over water or rugged terrain and cover great distances in the first and only piston aircraft with an advanced airframe, avionics, and engines. The DA-42 gives you options you've never had before, including the Garmin G1000 and known ice protection. Go where you want, when you want, fast and for less. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220.
We're back to wrap up your Aero Briefing and NBAA 2011 for Thursday, October 13th. I'm Paul Plack. Becker Avionics introduced a new fixed-wing digital audio panel for the digital audio and intercom system DVCS-6100, and it's specifically tailored for fixed-wing applications. The new ACU-6100 will come in a horizontal and vertical format to ease retrofit installations. The new fixed-wing panel is similar to the standard ACU-6100, but includes oxygen mic switching, marker beacon mute, and other functions. The panel will be available in a number of different lighting options, from soft white light to night vision goggle-compatible lighting. The push-button audio selector controls all audio and intercom functionality for the system's remote electronic unit 6100 via a dual CAN bus connection. The DVS-6100 integrates all communications in the aircraft, provides flexible, user-programmable configurations, and offers a unique ability to manage and control multiple audio sources and cabin passenger positions. Concorde chose NBAA as the venue to announce it has received STC and PMA approvals for ATR 42 and 72 series, the Boeing 737-600, 700, 800, and 900 series, Bombardier DHC-8, 100, 200, 300, and 400, Embraer Phenom 100, MD Helicopters 900, and FAA PMA approval for Learjet 40 and 45 emergency batteries. The company says it's offering a premium option of batteries that have passed rigorous TSO C-173 testing for duty cycle, electrical performance, temperature extremes, shock and vibration and environmental requirements, with the benefit of maintenance-free recombinant gas-sealed lead-acid absorbent glass mat technology. You can get more details on the aircraft types included in the text version of this story at aero-news.net. Cessna has renewed its commitment and its sponsorship for EAA's Gathering of Eagles fundraiser, which supports youth aviation education programs, by signing a new two-year agreement as the gala's presenting sponsor. The event is held during the annual EAA Air Venture Oshkosh fly-in, draws more than 1,000 attendees, and raises in excess of $1.5 million for programs like EAA Young Eagles, Air Academy, and others. In 2012, the event is tentatively scheduled to be held on Thursday, July 26th, at the EAA Air Venture Museum. In the past, the Gathering of Eagles has featured such aviation legends as Bob Hoover, Chuck Yeager, Paul Poberesny, Jim Lovell, and Gene Cernan, as well as celebrities including Harrison Ford, Morgan Freeman, the late Cliff Robertson, Arnold Palmer, Jack Roush, and others. Jody Noah, Cessna Vice President for Single Engine Propeller Aircraft, noted, quote, "EAA has taken a leadership role in developing new aviators of all ages, and Cessna is happy to support their efforts to welcome young and old to the joy, excitement, and sense of accomplishment that comes from flying," unquote. EAA welcomes additional sponsors and supporters for its aviation education programs and for the 2012 Gathering of Eagles. Direct inquiries to sponsorship at EAA.org. And finally today, times have been hard, but Gulfstream says it's been sustained through the three-year economic downturn by international orders and has continued to grow and invest throughout the period. Gulfstream President Larry Flynn started in his new job on September 1st, succeeding Joe Lombardo, who continues to oversee Gulfstream and Jet Aviation as Executive Vice President of Aerospace for General Dynamics, Gulfstream's parent company. Flynn told attendees at NBAA, quote, "Businesses that were once regional are now global, and their leaders need long-range transportation. They recognize Gulfstream as the leader in technology, performance, and product support, and that has translated into strong sales," unquote. The company reports an $18 billion backlog, which grew by more than $400 million in the second quarter. The boost from developing markets for Gulfstream has been a real shot in the arm for the economy of the Savannah, Georgia area, too, where Gulfstream has made a commitment to a $500 million expansion project and to grow its workforce by 1,500. That's the latest from Aero News. If you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our Aerocasts at iPodder, Podcast Alley, or at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.